Hey folks, happy Friday. Before you get into the weekend, I wanted to make a quick announcement in case you haven't heard yet. My good buddy and former co-star Tom Welling, aka Clark Kent, and myself, Michael Rosenbaum, we're releasing a Smallville rewatch podcast where we dive deep every episode, every week, and we talk about stuff that only two guys who were on the set for a decade could know. We've been planning this for a long time and think it's going to be a lot of fun to revisit the show and interact with all of you. Do Tom and I a favor, will you? Subscribe to the new show, Talkville, wherever you get your podcasts, and head over to talkvillepodcast.com to learn more. That's Talkville, T-A-L-K-V-I-L-L-E. All right, enough blabbing. Here's a little teaser to give you a feel for what the show is going to be all about. Have a great weekend.
Hey guys, I'm Tom Welling. I used to play Clark Kent on Smallville.
I'm Michael Rosenbaum. I used to play Lex Luthor on Smallville. Join us every week as we go back.
Way back.
Welcome to Talkville. This is a Smallville rewatch podcast.
You know, I feel like we've gotten to a point now in our lives where it's fun to talk about Smallville.
I hope you're excited to dive in all things Smallville.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Join us as we'll discuss each episode. Well, let's get into it. The pilot, I mean, they're like, hey, sweetie, how are you, my little three-year-old? Boom! Dead!
Metamorphosis.
We always called it bullet time. Clark is moving faster than everybody, but leisurely. He's like not really in a hurry.
This is Hothead. Quan just walks out of the room like, oh, okay, leave that fire. I won't help you. And then he leaves the fire. Nobody puts the fire out.
I just really love this episode.
The meteor shower.
You know, when Clark sees Lana and trips and falls.
Even John and Annette.
How handsome is John Glover?
You know what bothered me?
I kind of remember being like, this is ridiculous.
They lingered on this kryptonite.
They call it Freak of the Week.
He figured it out. What does it take another 10 years? I'm excited.
I know. And we're going to keep it fun.
But it's the story before the story, Clark which has never really been seen.
It wasn't Superman, it's Clark Kent.
Clark Kent, it wasn't Superman.
You know, you're the second best Lex Luthor ever.
If I can go back, I would do a lot of things differently.
At the time, I looked up to you.
That I don't think people really were aware of.
The beauty of the ignorance that Clark had and I had.
And we want to hear from you guys, the fans, about what you liked, you didn't like, what excited you.
I find that the participation is fun. Like, some of the questions we get are like, oh, I didn't even know that.
The phone line is 213-538-2883.
When Clark returns the truck to Lex, it was only the second time they've met, and Lex is already practically declaring them BFFs.
Who chose music for each episode? Bang up job. Like, the music was always on.
Talkville. Yeah. What do you remember? Join Tom Welling and Michael Rosenbaum every week as they rewind every episode of Smallville and discuss their experiences with friends, fans, and co-stars. Talkville. The ultimate Smallville podcast. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts or watch on YouTube.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.